Welcome back to the Daily International OU Tehillim Physics Phone Call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's call on Yom Sheni, the 11th day of the month of Elul. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors, in particular the Schwartz family, for their continued support, and whose names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email. Again, we apologize. There was an issue yesterday with emails going out a little bit on the later end. But that was fixed, as I imagine everyone saw today. And in your Hashem, please God, going forward, we should have that working for the rest of the week and however long we need to continue these calls, which has really been a tremendous thing. And the feedback we've heard from so many of you has been truly overwhelming. To sponsor future programs, please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. Your generosity and support are greatly appreciated and enable us to continue to provide these meaningful daily calls. Please be advised that the deadline to submit a sponsorship for tomorrow's email is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. On behalf of the OU, it is my distinct honor to introduce Rabbi Avram Weinreb Mora D'Asra of Congregation Zichron Eliezer in Cincinnati, Ohio, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Weinreb slowly reciting our daily four chapters of Tehillim, Perek Chaf, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 20, 23, 121, and 130. As always, there is a link for that in the email, and it will be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude the call, as we always do, with a brief conversation with Rabbi Weinreb to learn more about his wonderful community. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding tomorrow's speaker, Dechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Weinreb.
Thank you so much, Rotelli, for this honor and inviting me. I want to thank the OU for this opportunity. The OU is synonymous with great programs, always. And the show has stepped up their game in this past few months. Really been incredible what they've done. And really, what boggles my mind is that after 6 months, there's still hundreds of people calling in every day. That's a testament to all of you who are calling in day after day, looking for chizuk, looking for inspiration. And this is Klal Yisrael at its best. When we go through difficult times, we try to find different ways of inspiring ourselves, and the OU is certainly a great platform for that, and we should continue to do great work with Hashem through this difficult time, and hopefully in much better times as well. We're in Elul, getting ready for Rosh Hashanah and then Yom Kippur. And if we think about Yom Kippur for a moment, probably the one word that stands out is vidui. The idea of confession, you do it 10 times over the day of Yom Kippur, and seems to be one of the most prominent features of the day. And I want to contrast that with a different vidui that's actually referenced in this week's Torah portion. In the opening section of this week's parsha, Kisavo, there's a discussion about something referred to as vidui maestros. Vidui maestros is the person also doing a confession when he finishes his giving of maestro, of tithe. And there's a number of different people that he gives to. He gives to the poor, and he gives to the orphan, and he gives to the levy, all different types of maestro. And when he finishes his maestro, he recites the following declaration. I did it. He recites these words in front of Hashem, my God. I took all that had to be given out from a house. I gave it to the levy, to the ger, to the yasim, to the orphan, to the widow, exactly as I was supposed to. I didn't pass over one thing I should have done. I didn't forget it. I did everything I should have done, exactly as it was supposed to be given. And the obvious question is, this person is singing his own praises, how what a wonderful job that he did. Is that referred to? Is it appropriate to be called that a vidui? A confession? Where's the confession? And the sages call this vidui maestro, the confession of that he recites at the end of this time period when he gives all these different tithes. Why is this called a vidui? Why is this called a confession? It seems so counterintuitive to call it a confession and so different than the confession that we refer to on Yom Kippur. I want to share a thought which I found so inspiring and really maybe set the tone for us in these days leading up to Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. I heard this from Rav Yitzchak Feldheim, And he shared there are two types of vidui. There's the classic vidui, the classic confession that we're all used to, of Yom Kippur. That we confess our sins, Ashamnu, Bagannu, Gazalnu, we rebelled against God, and we stole all the things that we list, and we say, Achet, the sins that we did in front of God. And that's crucial and important for a person to acknowledge that sometimes we messed up, and we need to move on from there. And we made mistakes, and we need to correct them, and hopefully do better next time. But there's a built-in flaw, if we can call it, in that type of vidui, in that type of confession. Because when a person says, all the things I've done wrong, that means, on some level, I'm a sinner. I've done things incorrect. I've done things that were inappropriate. I've done things that were certainly in the category of a chet, of a sin. And if I define myself as a sinner, as someone who does things wrong, I'm almost a self-fulfilling prophecy. Sinners do things wrong, and I'll probably continue on doing them and keep on doing them afterwards. And therefore, perhaps there's a more important vidui. A vidui that's referenced in this week's Torah portion. A vidui, we talk about how great we are. We're admitting, vidui is admission. Not admitting our sins, we're admitting how great we are. How incredible we are. What an amazing abilities I have. I've done so much right, so much good, so much amazing things. People who do things amazing, people who have great abilities, people who have great talents can do that much more in the following year and to the future. And therefore, we're contrasting the vidui when we talk on Yom Kippur about our faults and the places where we fell with the vidui, we talk about our strengths and how incredible, amazing every one of us are. And that's perhaps most focused on in a build-up process. We go from Elul to Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur and then to Sukkot. Right afterwards, immediately following Yom Kippur is Sukkot. And Sukkot is we enter God's house and God says, I want to have you in my house. I want you to be there. You know why? Because you are so incredible and so amazing. I want to be with you. I want to spend time with you. I don't want to let go of that relationship. And therefore the contrast and perhaps the step beyond Yom Kippur is Sukkot, where God says you're so amazing, and because you're so amazing, you have so much incredible opportunity and ability to accomplish so much more. And therefore, in this process of Elul, as you build to Yom Kippur, we can't just think about the Yom Kippur, at the things we may have done wrong, and the place where we may have done things incorrect. But think also about the second aspect, the admission of how great we are, and people who are great, we expect great things of great people. And that's us, every one of us. All of you who took the time to join a phone call day after day, incredible. Shows an incredible ability and a desire to want to become great, to want to continue on becoming great. And all the things that we've done, all the incredible things that we've accomplished, particularly in these difficult times, if we focus on that, that can spur us to even greater heights. And that vidui, the admission of how great we are, can sometimes do so much more and is so much more powerful than the vidui we talk about our shortcomings and things we've done wrong. So maybe all of us merit to approach these days, to approach the Yom Kippur and then the Sukkot following and Rosh Hashanah with a particular focus and a look deep inside to our strengths, and hopefully that will help us accomplish so much more in these coming days. We move on now to say Tehillim. We'll start with Kapitel Chaf, chapter 20. L'amnatzeach mizmor l'David, yancha adinur b'yem tzara, yisagev ha-shem Elohe Yaakov, yishlach ezruch ha-mikodesh, umetzion yisadeka, yizkar komin chosecha, olasecha yidash nasela, yitein lecha kivovecha, l'cholatzasecha yimalei, niranu nabishuasecha, uvishem Eloheinu nigdol, yimalei adunoi komish alosecha, ata yadati, Kiyoshia andunoi mishlicho, yaneu mishnei kocho, megvurot yesha yimino, eila barechev, veila basusim, vaanachnu, b'shem, andunoi Eloheinu naskir, eima karu v'nafalu, vaanachnu, kamnu v'nisodod, andunoi hoyishia, hamelech yaneinu, yom koleinu. to continue with Kapitel Chaf Gimel, chapter 23. Mizmar le David, Adonai roi loy echtar, dinos dasha yadi teini, almei menuchos yamheili, nashi yishovev, and cheini b'magli tzedek, l'man shemo, gam ki eilech b'geifa mavet, lo ira ra, ki ata imadi, shiftecha u'mishantecha heili nechamuni, taroch lefanei shulchan, neged toroi, yishanta b'shem enoshi, kosi rivoya, achto v'chesed yedifuni, kol yimei chayai, v'shachti b'veis adonai, v'orech yomim. It was Kapitel Chof Gimel, chapter 121. Shir Amalos, Esoinai Elohorim, Miayin Yavo Ezri, Ezri Miyim Adonai, Osei Shamayim Voret, Al Yitain Lamot Raglecho, Al Yonum Shomrecho, Hine Lo Yonum Velo Yishon, Shomer Yisrael, Adonai Shemrecha, Adonai Tzocha, Al Yan Yiminecha, Yoma Mashemesh Lo Yakeka, Yareach Balayla, Adonai Shemrecha Mikora, Yishmar Es Namshecha, Adonai Yishmar Tzeitzcha Ubeyecha, Meata V'Adolam. Continue with Kapitel Kuf Lamed, chapter 130. Shir Amalos, Mimama kim karasicha Adonai, Adonai shema b'koli, yena aznecha kashuvos l'kol tachanunai, im avonos tishmoya, Adonai miyamod, kim chasicha b'man tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivta nafshi, l'dvra hochopi, nafshi l'adonai mishremrim l'boker, shomrim l'boker, Yachel Yisrael El Adonai, Ki Im Adonai Achesed, Varbei Imofedus, Vehu Yiftes Yisrael, Mikol Adonosov. And I'll say the Mishaderach for all those who are ill and need our prayers. I'm going to pause in the middle. You can recite any names that are appropriate to insert. Mishaderach Avosteinu, Avraham Yitzchak V'Yaakov, Moshe Aaron David Shlomo, V'yivorach yirata es acholim. Bavur, shemesalim, bavuram. V'chayr zeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'yimah lirachamim olav, rachamim olayim, l'achlimam, l'achosam, l'achzik, olzikam, l'achosam, yishtach lahem, meir refor, shleimam, neshamayim, v'machivorav, Shagadilov, Shagadil Idov, Dov Shachal Yisrael, Huas HaNefesh, Huas HaGuf, Hashta Magalov is Man Kariv, Yomar Amein. Include the saying of Achinu, Achinu Kovis Yisrael, and the Sunim HaTzara V'Shivya, Om Dimim Meyam Uvim Yabar Shamachim Rachim Aleim, Yom Tzara L'Bracha, Mafil Aliora V'Shtidu L'Ugula, Hashta Magalov is Man Kariv, Yomar Amein.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Weinreb. As we transition to the next part of our conversation, how are you, your family, and community doing?
Amazing, amazing, thank God. One of the most amazing news that our children started school today.
Ah, like, we can relate. We started last week.
it was so incredible. I was actually home before. And my house was quiet. It was the first time in 6 months the house was quiet.
The question is, who's happier?
You know, I think we all are. We all are. I'm happy for them. They're happy to be back in school. And Baruch Hashem, it's really an amazing thing. So thank God we got to this point, and it's really an incredible, incredible, hopefully sign for the future that we can keep on building on this.
Please, God. You know, it's interesting. I was speaking with one of the mechanchim, one of the teachers in our community. We were speaking about the start of school in South Florida. Some of the schools began already last week, even a week prior. And one of them shared with me an observation that the older the child is in going back, the more challenging it is to adjust to these new norms, to to wearing a mask the entire day, if that's the policy in the school. But the little children they don't even notice it. Okay, I'm wearing my mask the entire day. It shows the resilience that children have. It's a remarkable thing.
Yeah.
So let's get started. I've never had this book. I've never had the merit to be in Cincinnati. And I look forward, Yiras Hashem, please God, one day we'll love to visit, love to learn more about the community. I read online that the shul is named after Rabbi Eliezer Silver. Can you share with us, with all of our listeners who might not be as familiar with the community, to give us a brief overview of the shul and the community in general?
Sure. So there are three main shuls in town. Interesting that we're the one that's not officially affiliated with OU, but we're very warm connection with OU. So others who are officially, I guess, OU shul, but our shul is more like an Aguda type shul. But the access in the shul, the community, is really incredible. Actually, right before this phone call I just got off, we have a weekly Beis Din meeting, and the Beis Din really just consists of the different rabbanim in town plus the Rosh Kollel, which oversees really everything, the kashrus and the geiris and everything that has to be involved in town. And we meet every single week for somewhere between an hour and a half generally on the average week. And it forces such a beautiful connection between the shuls. We work together and we've been doing really everything together. You know, last night we actually had a conference call, it was a Zoom call, where we said to Hillam, for the success, you know, we're starting schools now. We did this as a joint thing, all the schools and all the shuls together. And
beautiful.
Saying to Hillam, and it's really been the symbolism of so much of what goes on in Cincinnati, is that Baruch Hashem is really, really very much connected at the core. You know, one of the most beautiful things we have, which this year is, I don't know if we're going to be able to pull it off. Every year we, right across the street from us, the Shari Torah, which is the Imam Rosenach Shul, directly across the street from us. And every year we switch off. We go there for our Kafa, join Simchas Torah, and they come to us. So we switch off each year who goes to who. It's been such a beautiful thing we've had, you know, for the past number of years. And, you know, everyone's thinking about Simchas Torah and what it's going to look like. So I'm not sure what it's going to look like. I really don't know, but something which you very much look forward to. And it's just also another one of those aspects where it's such a beautiful connection and access that we have in the community.
It's amazing. And it has me thinking, and really it's a good lead in to the next question. Achdus, unity, Jews of different stripes coming together, working together. You know, perhaps that's really one of the big takeaways that we have to focus on. OU shul, not OU shul. Does it really matter? We're Jews.
100%.
People coming together. Yeah. So, you know, you and I, we've had the opportunity over the last few months to be on a bunch of Zoom calls, with a few other rabbinic leadership around the country to have some really deep conversations. And, you know, thinking about what the post-COVID-19 world could look like, and no one knows the answers, it's all speculation, and COVID-19 has taught us really an issue of uncertainty, not knowing what to expect. What communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the broader Jewish community? Certainly we hope that there'll be more achdus, there'll be more unity. But thinking about that question of communal changes, what do you anticipate?
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned achdus, because, you know, it's not just been even in the Orthodox community, even beyond that. I've been, for the first time probably, there's been a number of Zoom calls that's been throughout the entire community, all the synagogues, throughout all denominations and all organizations. And they've been working together in a very, very special way. And like, I'm blown away. We had a committee which was working particularly on the shuls with myself and a reform clergy person and then a couple of other organizations that joined together to help out, like executive directors of the conservative synagogue. And we worked together and we formed policies and plans. And there was such a mutual respect in that committee, which was so special and beautiful. And, you know, I've really seen that. I've really seen a tremendous, tremendous change and shift when, you know, it's unfortunate it takes sometimes a difficult situation to bring that out. But when it does, I really hope that can last way beyond. And you know what? We've seen it time and time again. It does last beyond. It does have the ability to last. And we have to hold on to that and really foster that in a continued way. But it's something which has certainly been very much part of the past 6 months. And, you know, and the other aspect, which is not just, you know, in the community, but even outside, I've been in so many calls and Zoom calls and conference calls with both rabbis across the country and lay people across the country. And one of the things that I've so much gained from is how much we can all learn from each other. And that's something which I think it was always there, it always existed, but it came out so clearly in this pandemic. We can learn so much from each other. Everyone has what to contribute. And I think that that's been something which has been very much a theme in these past summer months. I really believe it's going to go beyond this, that we can connect together, we can join together, we can learn from each other, and take from each other, and grow from each other. I really, really believe it's going to stay way beyond just this time.
It's so true, and I hope so, and I hope that it will be something that we continue to see that will grow and develop. You know, we live in a time in the world where it seems, especially when it comes to political views, that people can't even discuss anymore, right? It's not even okay to have differences anymore. And yet, it's okay to recognize, you know, even with those from the other denominations, to say we might have ideological differences, and we recognize that, and we're not going to agree on certain things, but there are areas that we can absolutely agree on, and that we can work together for the betterment of the Jewish community and for the world, without a question. Last question for you, Rabbi Weiner. The countdown's begun. We're getting closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah, to the high holidays. What's the plan for your shul? Will you be having minyanim indoors and outdoors? What about blowing the shofar this year? And what about all those who, for good and legitimate reasons, can't make it to shul this year? What's the plan for them?
It's a great question. A question we'll be asking ourselves for a couple of months already. And hopefully, thank God, we have some better idea of where it's going. So as of now, our plan is we're actually probably going to have our main minyan in the local day school, which has a huge gym, and we can have much greater ability for social distancing with a second minyan in the shul itself. And one of the things that actually we had, which was so appreciated, we had the past number of months since the shul opened, last Shavuos, a separate section in the shul for seniors. Separate, totally, they had their own entrance into the shul, but there was they can see and they can hear into the main shul, and there was a tremendous appreciation for that. And people who wouldn't feel comfortable coming into shul itself did feel comfortable going to that same section. So there was a strong request to have that same for Rosh Hashanah, which we're planning on having that as well. And so that really gave a lot of people the ability to come, perhaps wouldn't have come any other way. That was great. We're also working just on this Bezlin court we just had now. We're talking about the ability to have multiple shofar blowings throughout the community. And again, the shul's working together. We're going to identify who in our shul can blow and set up strategic spots around the community to blow, you know, for the second day of shofar, so we have that ability to do so. And hopefully as many people as we can accommodate will be comfortable and try to make it doable and feasible for as many people as we can. And thank God we're seeing a lot of very positive feedback. People appreciating how things are being set up in a safe way. We're doing masks and social distancing and, you know, really allowing for a lot of space. So we hope that people will be comfortable coming, and we're seeing that already.
We certainly hope so. And it's interesting. We've been having these calls now for almost 6 months, but this segment of having a conversation to learn more about the communities, I think we've been doing for about 2 months, and this is the first time. It's such a beautiful idea that I've heard the rabbi share about the idea of having a separate section in an area where those who perhaps might not feel comfortable davening with the rest of the group. And I've seen supermarkets do it here in South Florida. I've seen the Publix and the Dixies and others have had separate hours for seniors. But this is the first time that I've heard a shul do it, and what a beautiful initiative, a beautiful idea. Rabbi Weiner, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community, as they are with all Klal Yisrael and of the entire world. Our thoughts and our tefillot, our prayers are with you and your community for continued bracha, success, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered l'tova. And may the Rabboni Sha'olam, the Master of the world, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again tomorrow, Tuesday, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time for Words of Inspiration from Rabbi Noach Peled of Kehillas Mikdash Melech in North Miami Beach, Florida. This concludes today's call. With hearts full of faith, stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic, wishing everyone a wonderful, healthy, and safe day.